Everyone, the hour of 1:30 having arrived, we will call the Wednesday, June 19th meeting of the Rules Committee to order. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Senators Bates.
Here.
Bates here. Monning, Roth, Wilk.
Present.
Wilk here. Atkins.
Here.
Atkins here. We have a quorum.
We have a quorum, and it's my understanding that our colleagues are shortly on their way. Of course, in this day and time, they're at other committees, but on their way. I will attempt to entertain a consent agenda on the items not the appointees to appear. And it's my understanding I can probably ask for a consent calendar on governor's appointees not required to appear, items E, G, H,
yes.
Item 3, item 4 through 7.
So moved. You're good. So moved.
Okay. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Bates.
Aye.
Bates, aye. Monning, Roth,
aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk, aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
And we will leave the roll open for Senator Monning. I will also take up now governor's appointees not required to appear, 2D, and ask if there is a motion. Thank you, Senator Roth. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Bates.
No.
Bates, no. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk. Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye. 3-1.
3-1. That measure passes. I will now entertain a motion on item 2E.
2F.
Oh, I'm sorry, 2F. Thank you, Senator Roth. Madam Secretary.
Senators Bates. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
So that passes 4-0.
Yes.
Can we go back and open the roll on the consent agenda, which is for your benefit, Senator Monning? It is item 2, E, G, H, and then items 3 through 7.
Senator Monning, aye.
Thank you, Senator.
5-0.
That is out. I let our colleagues and guests know that both senators were running from other committees. Now, let me welcome to the dais Genevieve, I like to say, although Shiroma, who is appointed as the member of the Public Utilities Commission. Welcome. I will invite you to make some opening comments, acknowledge anyone you would like to in those comments, and then we'll go right into comments and questions from the senators.
Sure.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Chairwoman Atkins, and members of the Rules Committee. With me today are my husband, Michael Abbott, my father, David Takeo Shiroma, and my granddaughter, Isabella, and a few colleagues from the CPUC. So as I celebrate 41 years this month of public service with the state of California, I am deeply honored to be appointed by Governor Newsom as a commissioner to the California Public Utilities Commission and the opportunity to be confirmed by the Senate of the state of California. In taking this position, I recognize the enormity of the challenges faced by the PUC, wildfires, PG&E bankruptcy, safety. To these challenges, I bring 20 years of electric utility experience, having served as an elected director at the Sacramento Municipal Utility District. I bring my environmental regulatory experience from the Air Resources Board and my quasi-adjudicatory, quasi-legislative experience from the Agricultural Labor Relations Board. My priorities and focus, briefly, are one, that Californians have access to safe, reliable, and affordable service, whether it's electricity, gas, water, communications, transportation, that California continues to make progress on our climate change greenhouse gas goals, and that attention is paid to those with less means, whether low income, disabled, disadvantaged, and in all of these efforts to seek innovation and be agile in emerging trends. And I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, I look to my right, and obviously a committee is going on elsewhere. Senator Monning, let me start with you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I do apologize for my tardiness. Welcome, Ms. Shiroma, and let me start by congratulating you on this appointment, but thanking you for your career of public service. It's really quite impressive, and most recently in the Agricultural Labor Relations Board, which we had a chance to talk about a little bit yesterday. As you move into the PUC position, it's an interesting time, not just for the PUC, but for the state of California. And how are you looking at your responsibility, the PUC role, with the wildfire crisis we faced last year and working with utilities, particularly in the area of the planned power outages, which on the one hand are designed to protect against tragedy, but on the other hand are creating potential health and safety risks. What is the PUC's role in overseeing that process?
The PUC has a front and center role, absolutely, in the state statute, jurisdictionally, and with a high degree of responsibility. And so in my 4.5 months, we have voted on the power safety shutoff. We voted on the wildfire mitigation plans in terms of what all of the utilities need to do to prepare as our climate, our vegetation, our forests have changed. We've also have adopted requirements for communication. It's very important to have that advanced communication. San Diego Gas Electric led the way a dozen years ago on this effort, and we've built on that. We take it very seriously. Safety, reliability, affordability, all of these things go into the equation. And in the 4.5 months I've been at the PUC, I've had the opportunity to vote on each of these items.
Thank you. And in terms of that advanced communication, what is the utility required to do with respect of identifying people that might be disabled or dependent on electric-supported breathing apparatus or other types of life support?
Yes. So there's a requirement for 24 hours, if not 48 hours in advance. Each utility has a knowledge of the folks who are on their medical rates, who are on life support, also, of course, hospitals and so forth, people who are dependent upon electricity for life and death, frankly. And there is a requirement for that advanced notification, including knocking on doors.
Thank you. And then we talked also about the decommissioning of Diablo Nuclear Facility. That's part of my district, and there's been a lot of effort to try to minimize both the economic impacts, but protecting safety as a primary concern. From your position as a PUC commissioner, ongoing oversight of that decommissioning, and is there any anticipated adverse impact caused by the bankruptcy proceedings of PG&E?
Again, the bankruptcy is making its way through the federal court. From my vantage point and looking ahead at the landscape, there are core values at play in the bankruptcy towards providing for that sustainability, reliability, whether it's at Diablo Canyon or through the entire system at PG&E. And I'm keenly aware of the importance of that for the nuclear power plant, having lived through the decommissioning of the Rancho Seco nuclear power plant here in Sacramento County.
Great, and you did share some of that experience, which I appreciate, and some of your past work with SMUD definitely was also an advanced learning curve for this job, I think. So thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Senator. Senator Bates.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And let me add my congratulations, Ms. Shiroma. and recognition of your incredible years of public service at many board levels. We had a very good conversation back and forth in my office on issues that are very important, certainly to the ratepayers in my district, one being San Onofre and reliability, and the other one, unfortunately, is the high usage charge. And this is something that's very concerning, if not strong opposition with CUP turning down the request for relief from the high usage charge. And unfortunately, Ms. Sharma did have a no vote on that. I've gotten a lot of input, very, very significant to the ratepayers. She is committed, by the way, to be working on that because we also have a very extended time of usage on top of that. Ours is about 4 hours, 5 hours. So I have shared with Ms. Sharma today I would not be supporting her, but she has made many, many commitments and pledges to be taking a long, hard look as she extends her service on the PUC to address this ratepayer problem that is becoming, I think, extremely difficult for many people, not just in my district, but throughout California. But I wanted to let her know that I am very impressed with what she brings to this commission, and I have high hopes that she's going to make a difference. But to reflect the needs in my district and certainly the responses I have received from my constituents as an elected official. And by the way, we shared that because she was in a similar position on SMUD. So with that, congratulations, but I will not support today, but certainly I'll be watching, and I know we decided to have conversations going forward. So thank you again for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bates. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, congratulations. I will be supporting your appointment today. And I gave you a lot of stuff to do, so I know we're going to be talking later, which I really appreciate how attentive you were. So we're not doing it this year, and I think because you guys already have your hands full, but over the last few years, there's been a number of legislative proposals to reform the PUC. As you know, it was first came, I think, online 1911. And, you know, from a layperson's perspective, it seems like a lot of it is, even though it's important, it's siloed. And so now, since you're coming with fresh eyes, I just want to know what your initial thoughts are in terms of, is that portfolio too broad? Or, and I know we make the decision, but certainly having input from somebody that's on the front lines would be helpful. So I'm just interested in can you guys be effective with all the things you're responsible for? And they're also siloed, so I'll just open-ended.
Well, thank you, Senator. As we discussed yesterday, and I have 4.5 months of experience, and what I do see is that whether it's water, gas, electricity, communications, and transportation, these are regulated utilities. There are like-type attributes in each. There are also unique aspects to each. What I see is, even as we are focused on the PG&E bankruptcy, as we're focused on wildfire, the staff are all hands on deck, continuing to move the needle forward on what needs to be done, whether it's water district consolidations or what have you. And so I've been able to vote on quite a few items, very diverse. What I can tell you is that what I've seen of the staff is they are very committed and working very hard. Indeed, at the end of the day, it is up to you and the governor if you want us to have more or less jurisdiction. What I say is that everyone is working very hard on all sectors that we're responsible for. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. We're going to go to members of the public, but as I do that, I appreciate so much your time yesterday. To go over, really, there is so much under the jurisdiction, I think, as the Vice Chairman alluded to, that is so important. And now more than ever, we really need your expertise. And I, you know, this could be a closing comment, but I intend to support you, and your decades of experience are really more critical now than ever for the state of California as we look at all that's before us. So I want to thank you for that. We need We need the expertise. We need someone that's willing to be courageous and maybe take stands that don't seem as popular. I want someone that understands the issues, the financing, as well as the technical aspects of what the CPUC does. So having said that, I want to, and I want to make sure, I'm sure Senator Roth will be back, but I know he expressed confidence as well, but we have time. We'll go to members of the public, and then if I will, out of order, if he wants to say something when he comes back, allow him that courtesy, given everything that's going on today legislatively. I'm going to ask members of the public who are here in support of Ms. Sharoma to step forward. Give me your name and who you represent, and very brief comments. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Steve Baker with Aaron Reed & Associates for the Professional Engineers in California Government. Our engineers have known Genevieve for many years, back to her airborne time. Very confident she's going to do a great job there. She has everywhere else. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Patrick Welch with the California Municipal Utilities Association. We believe that Ms. Sharoma's 20 years as a SMUD board member will be a great asset to the PUC, and we support her confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon. JC from the Coalition of California Utility Employees in support of this appointment. We have a long relationship with Ms. Sharoma from her work with SMUD, and we would like to recognize her strong knowledge of energy policy. Additionally, her work with ALRB demonstrates her support of the importance of a skilled and a workforce. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi. Hi, Tiffany Fan on behalf of General Motors in support, also on behalf of CalCCA in support and MCE Clean Energy in support. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone here in opposition? Okay. Seeing none, I will go ahead and call the roll, but we'll leave it open for Senator Roth so that he can vote when he returns. I do thank you, Senator. A motion by the good senator. Call the roll.
Senators Bates?
No.
Bates, no. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth? Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
That is 3-1, and the roll will remain open, but that is enough for confirmation. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We will transition now to a familiar face. For the State Personnel Board, let me welcome back Mona Pascal Rogers. It is great to see you on that side of the table. And we're so pleased to see you. I think you know the order of things quite well. If you want to introduce who is here to support you, make your opening comments, and then we'll get right into it.
Thank you so much, Madam Pro Tem. I would like to introduce the three most important people in my life. My husband, Chris, is in the back. My mom.
Okay, I want to make sure I see where folks are as people are exiting.
My husband, Chris. My
welcome.
Mom, Connie, and my sister, Gigi.
It's very good to see you all again.
So I want to thank you so much for the opportunity to meet with you today. I want to thank Governor Newsom and Governor Brown and Ann O'Leary for this opportunity to serve on the State Personnel Board. I am humbled and honored. I'm not sure if you saw, but just minutes ago, a press release just went out about me leaving the governor's office. Just today at 1:29. So I want
excellent
to make
timing.
I know. Wanted to make sure you saw that. You know, I've had the best job for 8.5 years working with a team that's recruited people from across the state that look and reflect the gorgeous California mosaic. But we've done that and reached out to people, particularly people who didn't think they could serve in a leadership position. And proud of the over 3,000 people to full-time positions and boards and commissions. The lessons that I've learned there about demystifying a process, about reaching out, about explaining a process is the same energy and creativity that I'd like to bring to the State Personnel Board. You know, our job is to ensure recruitment and that the application process is accessible to all, and that policies are followed, but I do recognize that there's not one path that way to reach people. And I hope that being on this board, I can continue to work with CalHR and you all and sister agencies to continue to recruit for that next generation of leaders. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Senator Monning, I'm going to start with you again.
Madam Chair, and Ms. Pascual-Rogers, it's great to see you here, and thank you for your service that just ended 20 minutes ago, and now signing up for another. And as part of your impressive resume and service to California, I always like to focus on former Lieutenant Governor, Acting Lieutenant Governor. That was one of the offices you held. We had a good conversation yesterday. I just thought I would ask kind of an open question of what you see some of the challenges being moving into this position and any personal goals or objectives you might have given what you've learned about the state of the personnel board.
So just in the few months that I've been there, you know, I've seen some trends in some of the cases that have come before us. And respectfully, I think that all of our departments and agencies, I think all of us need a refresh on policy and procedures, because when you notice the same types of mistakes when it comes to disciplinary actions, you know, it means that, yes, we need to hear these cases, but we also need to, as a board, need to support the SBB staff to go to these departments, talk to the directors, the HR directors, but the secretaries, as well as the governor's office, to say, you know, there, let's refresh. And I think that that's an ongoing life challenge. But I do see that as something that needs to be done. I also want to take advantage of a lot of different avenues for recruiting. Recruiting shouldn't be just taking the test online. It should be, as many departments and a lot of agencies are doing, going out into the community and encouraging people, talking about how they can, you know, be that next gen of leaders in state service. So that takes a lot of communication and work. I know it's hard, but if you don't have the buy-in from the leadership, then it doesn't happen.
And I think that outreach ties into the, share with me the statistic of how many people will be eligible for retirement, a high percentage,
40% in the next 5 years, and I'm one of them.
Right. So, and that does require a conscious, intentional outreach to recruit that next generation.
Right. And an information transfer, right? So how do you bring on people now before this mass exodus of retirees? And I think we really should be continuing to think about that. And I think the staff's doing a great job about thinking outside of the box. I think we just need to keep having conversations, especially with your constituents, to make sure that we're addressing everyone's issues.
Well, thank you so much. And I'll be supportive of your appointment, your confirmation today. And again, I just want to thank you for your continued commitment to serving the people of California.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nothing more, that's it?
That's it for me.
I'm trying to like...
Want me to draw it out here?
Congratulations. I actually don't have any questions. I know you're going to serve well. So since the chair's out and a couple other members are out, let's move to those in support. And please feel, you can articulate as long as you like. That's never going to happen ever again, so embrace it.
I only have 45 minutes of comments about Mona. Terry Brennan, on behalf of SEIU California, we're in strong support of this nomination and support the confirmation. I've known Mona for a couple of decades now, and it's been my pleasure to work with her. If you Wikipedia consummate public servant, it should have her picture there. And I say that having known she said no to me more than anybody on this dais, including you, Mr. Chairman, and done it with grace, class, and professionalism. So we're in strong support.
Steve Baker with Aaron Reed & Associates for the Professional Engineers in California Government. Mona's great. We love her. Support her confirmation.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Rules Committee, Christy Bauma on behalf of the California Professional Firefighters. I was a baby lobbyist when I met Mona. She was kind and gentle to me, but also taught me a lot about government and public service, and I'm very grateful for the relationship that I have with her, but also can only use one word. She's phenomenal. She's phenomenal to all parties, and so I'm proud to stand here and request your confirmation.
Mr. Vice Chair, members of the committee, Brian Allison on behalf of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. Our workers are delighted to see this pending confirmation. We're obviously incredibly supportive of Mona. She has been nothing more than, for our union, an asset dealing with our state employees, our local government employees, any issues that have come up during our previous post. So we are very supportive of this confirmation and would encourage you all to move forward in the best interest of state workers in California.
Mr. Chair and Senators, Kobe Pizzetti with California Association of Psychiatric Technicians. We couldn't be happier with this appointment. Mona is a wealth of knowledge, but more importantly, she's very thoughtful and deliberative, and she comes to her own conclusions, and I think we would really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair and members, Pat Moran with Aaron Reed and Associates, representing the California Association of Highway Patrolmen and the California Association of Professional Scientists. In full support of this nomination and confirmation. She's been amazing wherever she's at, and this will be no different. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Nancy Barrios with SEIU Local 1000, representing 96,000 state employees. I won't necessarily reiterate what everyone else has already said, but the state employees are very happy that Mona is going to be on the state personnel board. We're very excited to support her confirmation. And also, just personally, Mona has been someone who's been a mentor to me, being new to California, go Red Sox. Being new to California about 10 years ago, Mona is wonderful. So I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, you can come lobby my office anytime, because I'm pro Red Sox too. So.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Alberto Tirico on behalf of the United Food and Commercial Workers, the State Coalition of Probation Organizations, and the California Applicant Attorneys Association. I just want to say I've known Mona for a few years as well. The consummate professional, the consummate public servant. I think that what we're looking for in these appointments, you know, obviously they're political appointments, but beyond that, we're looking for people that have the best interest of the state in mind, that are going to be diligent, that are going to be forthright, that are going to be beyond reproach, and I think this appointment fits the bill on all marks. Please ask that you please confirm the appointment. Thank you.
Need to move it up a little bit. Chair, committee staff, Dr. Michael Marion, in full support of this appointment. I've known Mona for almost 9 years, and seeing her as a model in the community, also at the state level, has been an honor and a pleasure, and I fully support that. Thank you.
Madam Chair and members, Caitlin Vega for the California Labor Federation, also here in strong support of this appointment. I believe we would support her for virtually any appointment, as she is one of the hardest working, most competent, kindest professionals that we have had the opportunity to work with, someone who is always reaching out to and supporting women, lifting up other women, looking out for working people, and for the best interests of California. So we would be happy to see her anywhere and happy to support this appointment.
Good afternoon. Robbie Avalon, Deputy Secretary of State, here on behalf of Secretary of State Alex Padilla. In full support of Mona and also myself personally. She has been such a hero for us and for the Filipino community and for young women who she's been mentors with for so long. So here in full support.
Good afternoon. Jai Suprasit with the California School Employees Association. On behalf of the 245,000 classified school employees, we're here in strong support of her confirmation, and personally also I want to add it's not just the Filipino community that has benefited from her leadership, it's the entire API community from so many different aspects of her career here in the Capitol. Can't think of a better candidate. Thank you.
Thank you very much. By the way, your former boss of 25 minutes ago says to wish you all the best. So please forgive me for stepping aside. I wouldn't do it for most. With that, anyone here in opposition? Seeing none, I am happy to entertain a motion. Thank you, Senator Monning. Madam Secretary.
Senators Bates, Monning,
aye.
Monning, aye. Roth, Wilk,
aye.
Wilk, aye. Atkins,
aye.
Atkins, aye.
And we, of course, will leave the roll open to get other votes. But that is enough to cement the deal. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And let's see, for the grand finale today, let me welcome forward our third and final appointee to appear today, Mr. Lewis Paulson, who is a member of the Public Employment Relations Board. So as people are exiting, we'll give it a minute and let you get ready to go. Introduce anybody that you have with you here today that you'd like to, and then opening comments, and we'll get right into it.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. I'll just go right into opening comments, considering the day for everybody. And I'm obviously humbled and honored to be appointed by Governor Newsom to serve on this board. I want to recognize just a few folks in the room. My fellow board members, Member Banks, Member Shiners, and Member Krantz, who are in the audience. Banks, Shiners, and Krantz, who are in the audience, and they've been really welcoming as I've tried to come into this agency and kind of get the lay of the land. So I appreciate all the support they've given me. Also, our amazing executive director, Josh Golka, who's taken on the task of trying to get PERB in line, and he's done a fantastic job. And really the staff who's here, and some of them are on watching it online, for all the work that they do to keep the agency going. I just want to start with my first day at PERB. When I was going through my office, I opened up a bookcase, and in the bookcase was a binder about 4 inches thick, and I opened it up, and it was a set of decisions by Marty Morgenstern, who served on the PERB board in the 80s. And it occurred to me in that moment, and as I sit before you, is that there's a long legacy of quality individuals have sat in the seat in PERB, and I hope to maintain and continue the work that they've done, not only on behalf of the employees, but the employers in the state of California. And with that, I hope I can meet with your approval, and I'm open to any questions.
Thank you so much. Mr. Monning.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I also want to congratulate you on the appointment and for your years of service, from frontline firefighter to representing firefighters. And you bring a lot of field experience and just basic caring and compassion to the position. So I congratulate you and thank you. We had a good conversation. Just in looking at what you're moving into, one of the concerns has been backlog of cases. What's your perception of that current backlog, and what can be done to move things forward more expeditiously?
Oh, thank you. And obviously that's a front of mind from everybody. And I can tell you, it was when I was on the other side of the table asking for more money for PERB and kind of yelling and screaming, why aren't they moving cases more? So it's something that I'm very aware of going into the position. I appreciate all the support the legislature and the governor have given on the budget. That's been able to provide us more attorneys at every level and more board advisors. I think the big challenge that we find on the caseload is it's just not necessarily the numbers, but the dynamics of the numbers. Some of the cases are very easy to process through. Some of them take a long time to do because you know that you've got to get it right and it's going to take some time to do it. And so each side of the coin, whether it's the individual employee or the employer or the unions itself, need to have the ability to get a fair, strong, deliberative decision. Some of that takes some time. So really, it as we move through the numbers, it's been one of the biggest numbers for PERB to move cases through this year. The backlog's in the 40s, but it really is a question of resources and getting enough resources so we can process the cases.
And I think one thing you also shared is not all cases are equal. Some demand a lot more resources and time. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think, and the example I use, not to give any details, is I've been personally working on a case since March, and we're not close to any final determination. The understanding it's a very difficult question on both sides, and it'll probably be up on appeal. So you want to get the record correct and in depth, because it's going to go up on appeal and be taken a look at. So, you know, we could come to a decision a lot faster, but it wouldn't be fair to any of the parties as they move it through the process.
And I think one thing I found impressive, and you might share with the committee, is the low percentage of cases that have been reversed on appeal, which I think speaks strongly to the integrity of the decision-making process of PERB.
Yeah, I think, and again, it doesn't necessarily come to the light, but the cases that have been appealed, we have a 97% track record, and the courts have really, especially recently, looked at it and say that we are the experts on the subject matter when it gets up on appeal. So it just goes back to the issue of that the all the board members and all the staff at PERB are taking their job serious and want to do a strong deliberative process before they make a decision.
Good. Well, thank you. And again, congratulations, and thank you for your continued commitment to service. Appreciate it. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Monning. Mr. Vice Chairman, let me go to you so that our other senator can get readjusted.
Actually, I think Senator Monning's questions were right on the mark, so I don't really have anything to add, but congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Senator Bates, are you... I know. As I know that Mr. Paulson remembers and knows, these are busy, busy days. And so with that, I'll turn it over to you.
I don't really have any questions for you, Mr. Paulson, but I want to thank you. You provided us with the data on the PERB decisions that were appealed to the courts, and that was real important. But congratulations on your appointment, and I will be supporting you today.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator Bates. Let me go to members of the public and see who is here in support. Step up, give your name, who you're representing, and I will have the security remove you, Mr. Brennan, because I'm absolutely sure that the two nice ladies in front of you didn't cause that problem. And you should know that's on the record now. Okay. I'm kidding, Michael. Okay. Let me welcome you and your name, who you represent, and your support. Brief comments. Thank you.
Madam Pro Tem and Chair, Christy Bauma here on behalf of the California Professional Firefighters. My previous comment about being a baby lobbyist, I wasn't even a baby lobbyist, really, when I first met Lou Paulson and started working for the organization. So we kind of grew up in this business together. And it goes without saying that I would be here on behalf of the California Professional Firefighters in strong support of the body of work that this man holds and what he brings to the PERB. So we urge your confirmation today.
Thank you.
And on behalf of Shonda Wesley.
Okay.
Ditto.
Thank you. Okay.
Madam Chair and Senators, Terry Brennan on behalf of SEIU California. It's been my pleasure to work with Lou fighting on behalf of working men and women of California for a very long time, including fighting for more funding for the PERB board and dealing with their backlog. I'm looking forward to calling and yelling at him directly about the backlog at PERB, rather. We're in strong support of his confirmation.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Brian Allison with the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees. There's a lot of things I could say about Lou Paulson, but he is a wonderful, wonderful, committed advocate for his members, for workers in the state of California. As a young person who took over AFSCME California, I always appreciated his candor, his insight, and even though we weren't always seeing eye to eye on issues, when we didn't, he always responded with reason and logic, and I think that that is in the best interest of PERB. It's in the best interest of workers in the state of California who depend on PERB, and I am grateful that this committee is considering his confirmation. The governor saw fit to appoint him to this role, so would urge his confirmation on this committee.
Thank you. Welcome.
Madam Chair and Senators, Kobe Pizzotti with California Association of Psychiatric Technicians. We couldn't actually think of a more perfect person for this appointment. Lou has, you know, experience from the rank and file to representing to actually presenting before the PERB. He's done it all. He knows a lot and can impart that wisdom onto the board. And I think for that reason alone, he would be absolutely wonderful for this position. So we support it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, members, Steve Baker with Aaron Reed and Associates for the Professional Engineers in California Government. In addition to Marty Mordegenstern being a former board member, my father was a former board member, and my father and Lou have some similar backgrounds. I think that background will serve Lou well at this position. He'll do a great job. We support his confirmation.
Thank you.
Madam Chair and members, Caitlin Vega for the California Labor Federation. Very pleased to have the opportunity to support Lou Paulson for this position. PERB serves an essential role for the public employees of California. Who better than someone who advocated not only for his own members, which I think everyone knows him for, but also as a vice president of the California Labor Federation for the best interests of all working people in California and really trying to work toward a fair economy with good jobs, someone who sees that big picture and sees the importance of the labor relations role at PERB. We're very happy to have that he's been appointed and pleased to be here in support.
Thank you. Welcome.
Madam Pro Tem, members of the committee, Alberto Tirico on behalf of the State Coalition of Probation Organizations, UFCW, and the California Applicant Attorney Association in support of the nomination and confirmation. As the members of the committee know, PERB is a quasi-judicial body, makes important decisions about people's livelihood. And I think the characteristics that you need on this position is that integrity, judgment, and temperament, they have to be just right when you're making these kind of decisions. And I think this nominee certainly fits the bill in all of those. My last comment will be this. One of the great pleasures that we have in this job, you as legislators, myself as a former legislator, you get to meet some incredible people. You get to forge some tremendous lifelong friendships. I'm very proud to count Mr. Paulson as one of my friends. And I just want to thank the governor for making the appointment, and I want to, in advance, thank you for confirming the nomination. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chairwoman and members, Jai Suprasad with the California School Employees Association. There's not much more that I can add to the previous testimonies other than to say that I've personally had the privilege of working with Mr. Paulson in a number of different activities, and to be able to watch him deal with difficult situation and maintain the calmness in a room to make good decision is one of the key benefits that I think having him on the PERB board to address a lot of tough issues are going to be essential for the state. And we are happy here to be in support. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, members, Pat Moran with Aaron Reed and Associates, representing the California Association of Highway Patrolmen and the California Association of Professional Scientists, here in strong support of the nomination and confirmation of Lou Paulson. We've all worked with him for many years, and we look forward to working with him in his quasi-retirement on the PERB board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Nancy Farias with SEIU Local 1000, representing 96,000 state employees. Local 1000 has always had a really good relationship with firefighters, and especially with Lou, and I think that that will continue when you are at PERB. And on a personal level, Lou, also one of my mentors, although he probably doesn't know it, and I didn't learn the same things that I did from the previous candidate, I'm just saying.
Thank you. Let me see if there's anyone here in opposition. Seeing none, I'm happy to entertain. Thank you, Senator Monning. We're going to call the roll, but congratulations and thank you for your commitment. I know this is not an easy job, actually, but we appreciate the fact that you're willing to do it and thank the governor for the appointment. Madam Secretary?
Senators Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye.
That is unanimous. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Let me open the roll on governor's appointees required to appear for item A, Genevieve Sharoma.
Senator Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. That's 4-1.
Thank you. That is a 4-1 vote, so that she is confirmed. Let me open the roll on item 1B, Mona Pascal Rogers.
Senators Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. 5-0.
That is a 5-0. That confirmation is done. And that concludes the business. Senator Roth, did you want to say anything? I made sure that everyone here knew that you were absolutely at a different committee doing hard budget work. So. No worries. Just want to make sure if you needed to make a comment. With that, we will adjourn into executive session.